This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 27th of July, 1954. The title of this lecture is After Lecture Remarks, Especially on Telepathy and ESP. This lecture is 21 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
You don't particularly care where the fellow goes or that sort of thing, but he's all messed up and he's in a state of shock, something like that. If you can simply put up some spots for the fellow to spot, you know, pop, 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 pop. He's, what the hell is that? See? All of a sudden, well, he collects himself. And it's very funny. You can watch the body sort of go... Yeah, the body is dead, you see, but it's still got somebody in it. It still has some life to it. And all of a sudden, the guy leaves. It's like you empty a sack. I'm very curious.
Well, why wouldn't it be just as rewarding to process immediately just exteriorize the people's bodies as it wouldn't be to process
a lot of things in body? Well, society as it moves along has found this very acceptable in the past to only pay attention. And let me show you something about this society at this time. I want to mention ESP. ESP, and you will think I'm merely maligning it now, but what is understood to be ESP and what is described as ESP is quite often misunderstood by an auditor. He gets this mixed up with a Thetan communicating. And it's not the same breed. This isn't the same thing. ESP increases in ratio to the amount of mass, in direct ratio to the amount of mass accumulated by the individual. That's interesting, isn't it? Now, we look then for ESP to occur in animals who are pretty darn stupid, generally. You know, they have no great directional control. Anything could chase them around and so forth. We'd look for their ESP to be very good. And let me point out deer and their ESP. It's gorgeous. You never saw such herd instinct in your life as amongst deer. Now, I had to get down and make a little bit of a study of this just because there was some kind of a confusion going on. And people thought that a Thetan communicated by ESP. He doesn't communicate by ESP. He says A, B, C, D, and so forth. I mean, he can throw a thought beam. I mean, he can implant a thought. He can put a concept across a distance. Only he knows where he is and to where that concept is going and how it ought to arrive. You see, he knows this. In other words, this is a totally self-determined and selected action. This is not ESP as it's understood and practiced and studied. ESP is an intuition or something of the sort which either seeps up from the soil or comes in through the air. And the people who are worried about ESP and are considerably wrapped up in ESP and are fooling around with it, as such, waiting for messages to occur or something of the sort, are usually way down below one on the tone scale. This is a fooler to an auditor. They'll be way down there. Boy, they're just so nasty. Well, this is the manifestation of being buttered all over the universe. So, this fellow has so many remote viewpoints. You see, he's frightened of his environment. So he has posted an enormous number of remote viewpoints, an actual mass of them, all over the darn place. And any time they pick up any kind of a message or perception, it is relayed to him on an automatic emergency basis. See, then the way he reacts is he gets the feeling that something is going to happen or go wrong. You see that? He'll get the feeling that. He knows, for instance, that there is a snake over there behind that rock. Let's say he's a rabbit. He knows. I've talked to some rabbits lately. They're real stupid. He knows there's a... Yeah, that's right. They believe the damnedest things. They believe there's a snake over back of that rock. They're just sure of that. Because they have a feeling that there's one. Well, maybe there was a snake there sometime in their life. And maybe there isn't a snake there. And the correctness of their ESP is fabulously small. It's not even a good guess. They get an emotional response from a certain direction or locale, and this then they consider to be a warning. And it is an intricate warning network system, and that is what ESP is normally called. And people who are studying it, people who are very upset about it, and so forth, are right there in that track. And here you go out and you find this rabbit, and he's hopping along, and all of a sudden, you say, "What's the matter with you?" Pay any attention to you, see? He's just got, actually, an energy pass in his particular direction. He isn't fast enough. What would you think of this as a conlang? He won't get scared of you for several seconds, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. He really isn't aware of something having happened. But there's a snake behind that rock over there. And the funny part of it is he never goes over to find out if there is. He just got the feeling. So then he avoids this rock. His field of energy and remote viewpoints will shift over this way. And happity-happity, a similar rock. Oh, there's a snake behind that rock. Ooh, it was lucky I knew that. Lopity-lop. A snake's behind that rock. They're everywhere. That guy's surrounded. You go into terror. And you go over and you look to find out whether or not there is a snake behind any of those rocks. There's not a thing. There's not even a horned toad. There's nothing. And yet he knows. Now, how do you know he knows? Well, it's a very easy thing to look into the mass energy pattern of an animal. He does it all kind of by pictures and instincts and intuitions and patterns. And it's something like, "I see a cat." He'll have a picture of a snake that he himself is not perceiving. He's got a picture of a snake over here is occurring behind the rock, which goes through a filter device, which hits through several ridges. And he gets an impulse that says to him, "Snake." He'll freeze. Now, this is why they look so silly to us. We could be coming along in a car or a motorcycle or something at that moment, and this rabbit is sitting there saying, "A snake behind that rock," bam, and he's dead, see? He didn't even catch the solid object. He didn't even perceive it. He's so entranced with this ESP. Rabbits, by the way, believe in gods, and they believe in, you know, they're superstitious and so forth. All in this dimly felt, solid energy mass kind of a reaction, you know. They go out, by the way, and dance in the full moonlight. They do. They dance in a certain way, and they think this has something to do with fertility. It's fabulous. But you go around, and this is about, they're so solid in the way of energy that, listen, you heard this cup, didn't you? You hear that cup? Well, it's just about that solid. I mean, they're just about as incomprehensible as this kind of a sound or this kind of reaction. They're solid mass, anything that they're connected with in life. Now, a GE is actually this type of solid mass, and he sure runs on instinct. Every once in a while, a fellow whose body is rather faithless and out of control and in bad shape and so forth, he'll be walking down the street and he'll all of a sudden start trembling a little bit, and he won't know what the hell this is all about. He won't be in good communication with the body. That's a body. That's another life manifestation, you see, than yourself. And you take a look at this situation, and if you really wanted to go into communication with the body, you'd just look around inside the body and, "What the devil's going on here?" See, and you'd all of a sudden realize that the body knew something terrible was going to happen in the next few minutes. And as a relay warning system has turned on a nerve reaction. What it is it imperfect. It used to be real good. A body unmonitored, simply used to run. See? Or it would freeze and play dead in the hopes that somebody would go away and leave it. That's your fear, rigidity. A body, all of a sudden you frighten somebody and they go rigid. They're just saying, I'm dead. Go away. Don't eat me. Or they say, go ahead and eat me. Or they run away, the various manifestations of it. And your body has hit one of these ESP reactions, which it has. It just knows, you see. Was there anything down the block? Is there anything going to happen? Yes. Yes. Very, very definitely. About 2 or 3% of the time that you get these. Just enough to keep it alive. Just as good as you can guess. Therefore, a body tries to run on logic. It tries to run on past experience. It goes into the most pathetic manifestations as to how to guess the future 10 seconds. How to guess this future 10 seconds. And if you don't give it any danger or exercise any of this machinery, it all starts to cave in and sort of slough together and get upset in general. It's a good thing to scare somebody every once in a while, or put him in danger, or so forth, or put him on a motorcycle, anything. You can handle a GE by throwing it on a motorcycle and turning the throttle up to about, 115. That's about top ceiling for a GE, and the GE will damn near come into present time all by himself. You can sit back and watch him ride the motorcycle. He does a wonderful job of it. The 80 miles an hour, if you didn't hold the head up and hold it in place and so on, it wouldn't operate. 80 miles is not present time. Oh, these things are beyond, actually, our study. We're just talking about odds and ends and bric-a-brac. But you run into odds and ends and bric-a-brac, and the only reason I'm really mentioning it right here at this moment is, yeah, an auditor going into ESP who doesn't realize that he's looking at a decayed alarm reaction system composed of energy. Decayed, it isn't operating well. And so on, he could have a big time with this fellow who had hunches. The way to knock out hunches is get somebody into communication. The way to knock out horrible and awful predictions is to get somebody into communication. The way to knock out the anxiety that the world is going to cave in the next 5 minutes is to get the guy into communication. There's the same answer every time when you run into these odd phenomena. In communication with what? Well, at least one spot. And preferably several spots, one after another, and then preferably three spots at once. He's got space when he can do that, and he won't have space until he can do that. Well, every time you run into phenomena, you yourself probably run into quite a bit of phenomena, and your case in good shape, you can sit around and chew the fat on phenomena until somebody sitting on the sidelines, unacquainted with any of this collision, fella says, you know, I was up on this planet the other day and they're having this big war, and they had some kind of an atomic missile there, and it was going back and forth and back and forth, and I got to watching the doggone thing, and so, and I got right in the middle of a shell burst, and so I came home. You could just imagine the public this. Be curious, wouldn't it? You could say, well, I was out, just like I was telling you, and I had a level of incredulity with you. I said I was out the other day talking to a rabbit. I was watching the level of reaction of a rabbit. Well, it's a good level of reaction to watch. I one time and another have been looking at ESP over a number of years, and I found out that there, at the top scale, your thetan can communicate full out with complete direction. Knows exactly where his target is and what he's saying to it, knows what kind of reply he would get back from it. And this is a thetan's communication, and it's a good communication. He can put it into words, he can do almost anything with it. How do you think a body talks unless you can go into communication with its larynx and activate its word ridges? You don't even have to have word ridges to make a body talk. A body will talk simply by you mocking up consecutive words, brrrr, in the larynx. There's nothing to this, it's not hard. What was this manifestation when we got way down low, and where did it cut in? And I finally decided that it cut in well below fear. A person even depends upon this automaticity to be afraid for him. You know, he depends on it to warn him and tell him when to be afraid, and then when to be afraid for him, and pretty soon it's ESP. extrasensory perception tells you at once that it must be extra to the senses which the individual has knowingness of. Well, so if it's extra to the senses he has knowingness of, you better just... We just say, well, how would we collect this boy? Well, there's lots of spots on the north wall there. That's real good. Those spots and spots on the ceiling. All the spots, more spots on the ceiling. Because he'd require some collecting. He has remote viewpoints stuck all over the place. He's got them posted out everywhere. He has outposts as far back into the past as Ars Lycus and as far out as the next galaxy. And somebody gets into an accident miles away and he all of a sudden knows something has happened. How could he miss? But what's incredible is why doesn't he know it's an accident? Who is present in the accident? What the identification cards carried on the individual are? Who carries the insurance on it? What the cop's badge number was? Who is guilty for the whole thing? What is the name and address of the next of kin? Where does the next of kin live? Who is the next of kin going to marry? Why didn't he know all this, too? So anybody's talking about ESP, just remember that if he was in real good shape, he could tell you the rest of those answers. You said it, and they're the ones that you really have to work on. They're buttered all over the universe. I'm not condemning people with ESP. By the way, your GE, oddly enough, can have ESP, and you as a Thetan, it can have an alarm system in full operational order, and you as a Thetan can be free as a bird, and you'll get upset every once in a while. You wonder what the devil the body's trembling about. Its alarm reaction system has gone into action. Well, the best thing for you to do is simply to string a couple of communication lines. You know what happens when you do that? The body goes into communication, too. And immediately, these remote viewpoints come out of contact with whatever they're stuck on. See that? There is a fright reaction and other reactions which bodies get which should be understood more clearly. That's why I've been poking around trying to find some level of something that had ESP all the time. The things that have ESP all the time are rabbits, deer. In other words, it's a class of frightened animals. And you know there's an animal that doesn't have any ESP at all. That's a tiger. If you ever saw a cocky, conceited, self-centered beast, it's a tiger. He doesn't bother to hide. When he hunts, he normally, quite generally, he'll walk up to game and go gawp. The game just sits there and says, eat me. This is curious, isn't it? Men come around, they're packing guns and that sort of thing. Well, after one particular tiger's been wounded a time or two, he gets the idea. And so he'll stay out of the road of men. But he doesn't depend on ESP to do it, evidently. He depends on the sound of footsteps coming down nice and loud, too. You can walk quite close to a tiger without waking him up. It's curious, isn't it? The elephant is another one who seems to possess a remarkable lack of ESP. What's he care?
Crunch.
By the way, I was looking at an elephant's brain the other day. Getting down close to the end of these advanced courses, I'm being able to cruise around a little bit. I was looking at an elephant's brain. By golly, you know, I think it's bigger than a man's. I don't know. They must have dug it out of some dead skulls after it had shrunk or something of the sort. But boy, it has capacity. It must be at least 2,000 cc. It's big. Big brain. Boy, does he figure. He'll stand there and he'll figure. He picks up a log. He'll figure. What's the best place now to pick up this log? Let's see. Is there any ants or mice around here? Any place? Let's figure. Now, let's see. Where am I going to take this log? Oh, it's down there. My house says over there that I'm going to take it down there. Let's see. Now, let's see. I decided where to pick up this log. Okay, now trunk. It's just this verbalized stream of contemplation of each act, one after the other, all stretched out, beautifully aligned, put together. Gorgeous thinking machine, but boy, it's sure a thinking machine. Yeah, if you look over animals, you will more and more appreciate that Homo sapiens is an animal with a particularly sensitive neuron system. Quite remarkably sensitive neuron system, but you recognize that you're looking at the capabilities of an animal's which have been crossed up with Thetans, you see, as such, which are not downscale yet. And you have this peculiar aspect that man has been raving about all these ages of having something that presents at once the aspect of a beast and an angel. And he just then, therefore, completely incomprehensible. Because he's a beast, but he's an angel. I mean, he's a beast, but he's a saint. One moment you hear of him going out and eating up babies live, and the next moment, why, he's giving his last shirt to some blind beggar. This is, so man, therefore he's complicated.